is mostly known as a nice place to stop if you're driving from London to Canterbury. But this weekend, things will change in a big way. The Tour de France will be cycling through Ashford, bringing an expected 40,000 fans in its wake. And that is a boon for Michael Pinsky. He has curated a project called The Lost O, a collection of art installations and performances from around the world on Ashford's Ring Road. One of the pieces is called Nomad's Land, by Toronto-based artist Mark Prier. And curator Michael Pinsky is on the phone, standing near Nomad's Land in Ashford. Hello, Michael.
Hi there. I'm just out. The rain has just stopped, in fact. And the green tent is looking quite wet. The green tent, which is Nomad's Land's embassy.
Okay. So it's a drowned Nomad's Land right now.
Well, we've had the wettest June in history, the wettest June for 96 years. But Mark Prier's been persisting with his embassy out in Ashford and has just issued over 50 passports so far.
Okay, well, what is the Nomad's Land project and how does one become a citizen of Nomad's Land?
Well, Mark just sits there next to his tent and his green Nomad's Land flag and sign and waits for people to come up and ask him what he's doing there. And then he just says, well, you can become part of Nomad's Land if you go through this procedure, bureaucratic procedure with me. And people usually ask, well, does it cost anything? He says, no, it's absolutely free. And then you fill out a form with him, and he types everything up onto a very nice passport, takes your photograph, and you have to hug him and say everything's going to be okay.
You have to tell him everything's going to be okay.
Yes. I think you say it together normally.
Okay.
You both say it because it's important that everything will be okay.
Now, Michael, do you have your passport for Nomad's Land?
Oh, yes, I've got my passport just here in my pocket, so hopefully I'll be able to traverse the globe with no more problems with borders. I'm going to have to try it the next time I go back to the States and see how well it works out.
And how did you first come upon this Canadian artist and the Nomad Embassy?
Well, I first bumped into this embassy in Kitchener, in fact, another small town in Canada rather than a small town in Kent.
Right.
And I was just quite intrigued with what he was doing. And there was queues of people waiting to get their Nomad's Land passports. And I thought that it would be very pertinent for Ashford since we are changing the ring road into a shared space. So it means that the cars will have equal hierarchy to pedestrians on the street. And the ring road has become what they call a concrete collar around Ashford, preventing people getting from the rest of Kent into Ashford if you're a pedestrian.
Right.
So his piece is really about reclaiming that territory.
Now, Michael, this is it's obviously big news for Ashford that the Tour de France is going by there, although I'm concerned with regards to the Nomad Embassy that the cyclists, some of the best sporting people of the world, won't they be zipping by? They're not going to have time to actually get their passport at the Nomad Embassy, are they?
Well, they'll be here for about 6 minutes, and they'll be zipping over another Canadian artist's work, Rhodesworth, who's done a piece actually on their route. But it interests me that as well, that we have got the Tour de France in Britain, starting in Britain, which is quite strange, for the first time ever.
Right.
And most of those cyclists, they're not British or French. They may be Canadian, they may be Russian. So what's a Russian cyclist going to think in the Tour de France cycling through Ashford, which is in Britain? They might start
stopping at the Nomad Embassy.
And exactly. With a Nomad's passport, a cyclist wouldn't need to think about that anymore.
How are you excited or daunted by the idea that thousands of people will be descending, besides the cyclists, Russian or otherwise, that thousands of people will be descending upon Ashford and your ring road there to the Nomad Embassy in a couple of days?
Well, we are very excited about it. Unfortunately, we can not really increase the staff of the embassy, so it's going to be Mark on his own trying to give out as many passports as possible, which he can do at a rate of one every 15 minutes. So We've got enough photographic equipment to last us a weekend, we've just worked out. But yeah, we're all really excited about it here.
Now, is Mark, can you see Mark?
Yeah, I can just see him. I can pull him out the tent if you want.
No way. I'd like to. We don't have a lot of time, unfortunately, yeah. But I just wanted to know if he was, he's staffing Nomad's Land. He is there, and he's, yeah. You know, that's fantastic. Michael, what effect has Mark's work had on the way you think about borders?
Well, I mean, borders have always interested me, and I think the fact that we have free movement of money but not free movement of people is something that suits a capitalist structure, and I think either you should have free movement of money and people or neither. But of course, for us in the West, it's a great advantage that we can move around the globe quite easily, while people in countries like China cannot, and then they make lots of products for us cheaply.
Right. Well, listen, Michael, it is great speaking to you. Good luck with the Lost O. Give our regards to Mark and Nomad's Land, and good luck with the Tour de France coming through Ashford.
Okay, I will do. Thanks.
Thank you very much. That was curator Michael Pinsky of the Lost O Project in Ashford, England. Canadian artist Mark Prier is packing up currently he's sitting at the Nomad Embassy, but then he's going to pack up after the Tour de France passes by this weekend. But listen, don't worry. He'll be able to get your own passport this September in Kingston, Ontario, where Nomad's Land will be set up. And for more details, you can check out his website, hellothisisalex.com. hellothisisalex.com. That's it for Q for some of you today. You're off to join your local afternoon shows. For the rest of you, Transformers is the latest summer blockbuster sensation, pulling in a cool $27 million on a single day. That was on Tuesday. For a 20-year-old cheesy 80s action franchise, that's a pretty impressive haul. So it begs the question, what's with our obsession with giant robots? Well, after the news, our resident otaku Pedro Mendez is by with all the answers, at least some of the answers. And if you are one of those leaving us and missing that story, there's always our evening edition, Q2 at 10 p.m. All the excitement and more at 10 p.m. each weekday night on CBC Radio 1, 10:30 in Newfoundland. And you can also podcast this show, as you may know, cbc.ca/podcasting is the place to go, or do it through iTunes. I'm Gian Gameshi. Talk to you soon.